Thank you. A clarinet concerto by Franz Kromer, Sharon Kam playing it, with the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jörg Färber. Well, we got about 21 minutes before noon, and today's Out and About feature asks this question: how can an orchestra reflect the diversity of its city? And it's a question that the LA Phil is addressing during its upcoming 100th anniversary season. And we get the story from KUSC's Brian Lauritsen.
Back in the 70s and 80s, orchestras in the United States started conducting the preliminary rounds of their auditions anonymously. Players would stand behind an opaque screen, and the conductor and the musician's audition committee would listen to the audition without knowing anything about the player. Winners would advance on musical merit only. The goal was to diversify a traditionally white and male-dominated profession. Almost immediately, women started winning auditions. Before anonymous auditions, the average orchestra was about 5% female. Today, it's more than 30%. It's not equality, but a great leap forward nonetheless. While they did help women win orchestra jobs, blind auditions haven't been as successful when it comes to race. Just ask trombonist John Lofton.
I felt that I was the best player, and when I got in front of the screen, I was rejected. And the player that actually got the job came up to me and said, "You played better. You should have gotten the job."
That was several years and a couple of orchestras ago. Today, Lofton is a trombonist with the LA Phil, but he's one of only two black musicians in the orchestra. And that's a fact that Lofton and the LA Phil are working to change with a new resident fellows program.
We don't have what we would consider to be an adequate representation of our communities in terms of the demographics of the orchestra. There's a couple of reasons for it. One is that, first of all, there are not a lot of jobs. And, you know, winning a job is very difficult. But what's difficult becomes impossible when there are no people from various races or underrepresented groups in the queue of auditioners. And I think that's the key, is to get a kind of a critical mass of people who are qualified to win an audition.
Resident fellows will spend 20 weeks of the 2018-19 season as members of the LA Phil. They'll tour with the orchestra. If they complete the full three-year program, they'll automatically pass the first round of any future LA Phil auditions. Lofton tells me the Resident Fellows program is open to anyone. There's no restrictions, including of age. And he hopes the program benefits people in situations similar to one of his students who lives in Baltimore and who Lofton teaches via Skype.
He's got like a very difficult living situation and what's going on in his family's life. And periodically, he's got to pawn his trombone in order to be able to support his family, so that becomes a real challenge.
In addition to helping musicians from traditionally underrepresented groups win jobs in the major orchestras of the world, John Lofton says he also hopes the LA Phil's new Resident Fellows program helps to address the issues of bias in the audition process.
If you have the experience of having sat beside a person for those 2 or 3 years, many of those barriers become less important because you have now resolved that issue. These are not people who are strangers to this genre. These are people who you've been colleagues with. And I think that really is one of the great added values of this program, is to actually give an opportunity to people to bring people together in a situation that is a meaningful situation.
The LA Phil's John Lofton. If you or a musician in your life is interested in applying for the LA Phil's Resident Fellows Program, visit laphil.com. Applications are open, and the deadline to apply is January 29th. For KUSC's Out and About, I'm Brian Lauritsen.
And you can find more information about the LA Phil's Resident Fellows Program, and you can also find more of Brian's interview with John Lofton at kusc.org/out-and-about. 17 before noon, music by the Norwegian composer Ola Yelo. The piece is called Sacred Heart.